Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is our Friday night program, Creation Light Shift Healing. This is our paranormal night, so we'll see what happens tonight. And I'll bring our co-host on, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there in BBS land?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, good evening, everyone, and welcome. At the beginning of the shows, as those of you who have been listening for a long time know, Ron does some clearings and healings right at the beginning. But tonight I'm cutting in because we have a special show planned where we're going to talk about money and prosperity and abundance and all those wonderful things. And Ron is going to gift us something very special, which is to take the negativity and clear off our money. So while Ron is doing the clearings, if you would collect whatever you have around you, money, coins, credit cards, debit cards, checkbooks, bank and investment statements, if you have any gold bars or silver bars, I said coins, any gift certificates, money orders, of course, cash, anything that you have in your home that is money. And a little bit, we'll talk a bit, and then Ron is going to clear those off for us. So it'll be very exciting show tonight. So welcome new listeners. If you're new, you'll want to grab your money too. And I'll let you go back, Ron, and back to you, rather, and you can activate the light beings for us and perhaps clear today's date.
Okay, hi, everybody. Well, today is the 29th of January, so let's clear that. So here we go. One, two, this is January 29, 2016. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And let's clear January with the words there for January with this date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you have a situation going on, here we go. So think of your particular situation. I'm going to clear that for you. So releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And bring up the light beams, so you want to get those up on your monitor screen. Here we go. Light beam being energized. So here we go. Bringing them up and bringing peace energy to you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. So there we go, everybody. Energies are coming into your room. You should feel very peaceful, so we'll turn it back over to Ann. So you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. And if you're new again, please check out Ron's website after the show. It's creationlightship.com. You're, of course, listening to Ron Amitron, and this evening you will enjoy many healings, sample healings that Ron does for us. And he does four of these radio shows a week, and there's another one tomorrow night at 7, same time, same BBS station 2. 7, and that includes a wonderful healing experience, which is a trip to Creation Lightship for physical healing. So hope you'll join us again tomorrow night. So, Ron, I thought I would read a couple of emails because we'll give people some time to get things together because I kind of knew it was coming, and it even took me a few minutes. So let me do a couple of testimonials we've gotten. Thank you for all the samples of the pin removal you have been giving us. I have felt it very strongly, have had a heavy detox and effects on my brain, at first feeling like I cannot even think and then very clear. Thank you. Plan to be on the February 6th conference call. And I'll just remind everyone that on February 6th at 2 p.m. Pacific time, Ron is having a healing conference call where he will be removing these awful pins from our bodies. The call costs $30. To sign up for it, you go to the donation, PayPal donation button on Ron's website, which again is creationlightship.com. You pay the $30, you'll get an email receipt. You send that receipt to Ron, and he will send you back the phone number and PIN number that you need to join the call. Ron's email is very simply creationlightship@yahoo.com. So thank you, listener, for that testimonial. I have another one, Ron. Hi, Ron. Thank you for telling us that when we talk about someone, we bring them into the room with us. Since then, I really notice if I forget and mention someone, I can feel their energy around me and know that you are right. They are here. Very disturbing, and I am sure invites cords, psychic attacks, and other types of outside infiltration. Do you want to say anything else about that, Ron?
Yeah, when you bring anything up, it's there. You're in that energy field. So you can look at it like they're in your room. You're talking about somebody that you had problems with maybe a week before or something. Remember, everything is connected through the mind matrix. So actually, when you talk about somebody, they're connected through that, and they're connected to you. You're connected to them. That mass mind consciousness, but you're unable to connect to that. But the aliens do, so everything gets hooked up that way. And they could bring that person into the room, or you could actually bring them in by your psychic energies, and they will basically know that something's going on with you. So if you have somebody who you don't want to have them contact you, we'll say maybe just something's going on and you don't want to be contacted with somebody, then you start talking about them. Well, they may feel that energy, and maybe they are doing something, some ritual on you. So here we go. Well, all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm being hit again by this energy. Why? Well, you mentioned their name or talked about the situation, and basically you're going on to the timeline. So you're going on to that timeline where that occurred again. So there's all different ways they can connect with you. So that's sort of what is happening to you. You don't want to do that. You don't want to get put onto that timeline over again. So back to you.
Yes, and thank you, listener, for sharing that, because I know a lot of our listeners are very sensitive to energies, and that's very interesting that they really feel that so much. Okay, here's another one, Ron. Feeling great from running three healings simultaneously with my old addresses. The natal barcode, the earth gridline disconnection, and the alien keyword disconnection. Thanks for the freedom this is bringing.
Wonderful. Yep, that's what's intended to do to help you, is to do that. Yeah, great.
Right, right. And, you know, I've done that too. And now, based on your discussion, I think either Monday or Wednesday, about the ley line clearing, I think that it might be a great idea to add that as well.
Yep, very possible,
Yeah, and then another listener wrote in, I have been working on two clearings from the Alien Freedom Bundle. So far have done the abduction clearing and the alien energetic slime body coat removal. I've done all the chakras and organs, but have to do the water charging and spirit infusion. I don't recall ever having been abducted, but felt a great sense of peace and calm from doing the abduction clearing. Afterward, I felt very tired. Halfway through, the slime coat also made me feel very energetic. I began to clean and declutter my space, dusting, sorting, and pruning my indoor plants. It made me aware of every bit of dust and dead energy in my home. It would seem that the slime sticks not only to us, but to our space and our surroundings. I'm looking forward to completing the rest of the healings in this bundle. Great package, Ron. Thanks.
Oh, that's good. Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, someone has a question about the February 6th pin removal. I will be doing this call as an absentee. Will there be any water charging I need to have ready before I leave home for the day?
Well, we always do water charging on the call, so to play it safe, you may want to put out maybe 5 containers of water, possibly. And then maybe if you connect to maybe one of the, maybe you go to CLS questions, maybe we could tell you what the waters were. So that would work too. I normally do them in order, so I'll just mark them 1 through 5. And as we do a water, we'll give it a name, and that number will go with that. So that's the way that would work. So it should be pretty simple.
Great. Great. Yes, I should mention, if people are new or don't understand, you will receive all of the energies from that call and from many of the calls that Ron does, even if you can't be on the call live. Of course, it's preferable because it is just fun and it feels good to hear Ron's voice and know exactly what's going on. But if you can't make it, you can still pay for the call and get 100% of the energies. So that's what that listener is referring to. And if you put water out, you know, maybe they could, should they mark the water in some way, Ron, maybe with some waters that they'd like them to be, or should they just put the glasses out and the light beings will take care of that?
Either way would work. Either way is fine.
Okay.
That's fine. That's what we're going to be doing. Since we have pain, we'll be doing pain release water. That'll be one of them. I may do one for the mouthwash, gargly mouthwash water. That'll be, another one. We always do water to drink. And skin missing, we'll be doing 4 for sure. And then we'll be doing one for sleeping water for the night, I believe. Right there, you have 4 glasses. You may want to get maybe 1 or 2 more just in case you do some special water for something. So those will, I'm sure we will be doing. So you can mark those and get ready. So maybe we can start off with the energies of money or what that would be.
Yes, yes. Let's keep going. Do you want to, should we do each thing in order, like start with cash and then move on, or do you want to just use that list you have, Ron?
Yeah, we can, yes, just, we'll do them one at a time, I guess, and just see if people, the difference on it. And so the reason why we're doing this is because you might have a problem with, we'll say you have a credit card. Well, when you first get a credit card, that's wonderful because you're able to use it and not pay for something. But then, eventually the bill will come due. So your credit card, when you first got it, if it's brand new, you might go, whoopee. But now when the bill comes due and that card has the energy on it of maybe being overused with your fears of using it, then it may be carrying that energy for a long time. So we're trying to get it neutralized so that you are able to feel better about maybe having the money that was spent. And that'll be the same thing with everything else that you have. So if you're putting your life force energy into that, let's just say that you have a, let's just say that tomorrow all the banks went belly up, okay? And that definitely could be a possibility. That's happened in the past, or the stock market crashes, okay? And so now you have your stock information in front of you, we'll say, or your bank deposit with your gazillion dollars in it, and tomorrow they don't exist anymore. So right away, your whole life force energy, your whole life is like, bad news because you have nothing. So you put that ahead of everything else. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that this is a reaction. I remember hearing stories in Greece where people actually committed suicide because the Greece banks went down. And so, anyway, I won't get too much into that stuff. You all should be aware of, what could happen to the banking systems and how they operate that system. But the main thing is I'm trying to take your life force energy so that you're not tied into these energies that you have that heavily. So you can be able to move and flow with the energy rather than having it be a negative energy on you. So that's the reason why we're doing this. So I'll just have you start off here. And so you bring forward one of those and we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I vote we start with cash. Bills.
Okay. Bills. Paper money. Okay.
Paper money.
Paper money. So let's have some of your paper money in front of you. And that normally gets used and spent all the time, but you may have something that maybe you have underneath your mattress or something for a rainy day, and you want to get that cleared because you're sleeping on it, and it has all those people's energies there. Those octopus energies from all those people are underneath your mattress in your little envelope. So let's get rid of that.
Should we be touching them, Ron, as you do this?
I wouldn't touch them.
You would not? Okay.
I would just put it maybe, so your computer screen light beam can, connect to it. You might want
so we should have the light being up.
Yeah, have a light beam. And I'd probably put maybe a half inch to one inch thick book over your computer keyboard if you're going to put it there or something. You don't want those things to fall into your keyboard. And then you start working your keyboard and they come into you. Oh, bad news. So here we go. Let's release the energy off your paper money. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And the money does have a smell to it. I choose not to smell money, but, it could have a smell. It does have a smell, so let's clear that up if we can somehow. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So maybe it's better. Anyway, it should feel better to you when you pick it up. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Now, how about change, regular coins? I don't know if maybe we should do regular coins and then, collection type coins separately, or should you want to do them all at once?
I could do them separate. So,
okay, so we'll first do change.
This would be the change you probably have, laying around in your pocket or something. So maybe you have a jar full of pennies or something like that. So here we go.
Right.
So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. That's actually heavier than the paper money. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And now we'll do if you have any coins that you've collected, specialty coins or something like that, rare coins, things like that. So here we go. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And what's next?
I'm sorry, was that you did investment coins that time? You did
yes.
Change? Okay.
Change.
How about... how about checkbooks next?
Okay, your checkbook. Here we go. Checkbook or checkbooks? One, two, or maybe even money orders. It may have a money order. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man, this is a heavy show. Go ahead. What's next?
How about a debit card, debit cards, I should say. You might have more than one.
Okay, debit card and credit cards, I guess we'll put them together.
Oh, you want to do those together? Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it together. So any of those plastic cards or whatever. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. Okay. What's next?
How about gift certificates or gift cards?
Okay. If anybody has any of those, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie.
I just thought of this. How about any checks people might have that they received? You know, like paychecks or...
Sure, okay. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Releasing the negative energy on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow.
You okay, Ron?
Yeah, boy. All of your labors go to a piece of paper with writing on it. Okay, back again. Go ahead.
Okay, bank statements and investment statements that you might have?
Okay, here we go. So, 1. Oh, man, tell me again. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, I felt really charged up at the end of the conference call tonight. That's actually going, you know, over a ways and didn't really realize it coming to this program here. The opposite, you know. Interesting. So, I guess we could do computer money or something. So we could try that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. I don't know, anything left?
Let me see what I did write some things down if we forgot anything.
We do Social Security checks or something or anything like that.
Well, and then I had a thought. We didn't discuss this, but what about bills? Would that be, or is that different because that's outgoing?
Well, it's still a receipt. So the receipts you're using for money,
mm-hmm.
So they are. So that's, you know, yeah, so we'll do bills. They always have a little thing you tear off on them, typically, and send them back with your check. So here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Oh, man. Anything more to do, or is that it? I'm hoping it's it.
You know, I think you did it. You did it. I'm just checking the inbox to see if anyone, well, if somebody thinks of something that we forgot, just send
good.
It in. Send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click the fast chat button and you can send a message, you know, that we'll get right away.
Well, we could do, come to think of it. Under the term of inheritance or something like that, somebody gave you, say, a diamond ring that they want you to, that's worth a lot, but you don't ever wear it because it doesn't fit your finger, but it came from Aunt Harriet or something, you know, and it was gifted to you. So it is worth something, does have value, but you don't really want to sell it, because you don't need to, for whatever reason, okay? So let's look at that. Something that you got as inheritance, And you know, you know, you can't deal with it right now because you need to have it. So here we go, releasing that energy. So maybe you're stuck with it in a sense too, until something happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I was kind of thinking it as like a joke, you know, like, you know, you had to take your parents, you know, dog or something, because, you know, they died or whatever, and you have the dog now, and you don't like the dog. The dog doesn't like you, but you really can't get rid of it because it reminds you of your parents. Or maybe switching it over, maybe your relative had this large snake. You can't get rid of the snake because, you know, you said you'd take care of it. The snake can live for a long time. You got this boa constrictor or something in a cage, you know. Hopefully not, but, you know, so you're stuck with an inheritance that you don't really want. We'll clear that, whatever that would be. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And look at that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, a friend of mine's son actually inherited a diamond ring from someone, and my friend decided that she didn't like that energy at all. So she sold the ring and gave him the money and said, when the time is right and you want to buy a woman, it was an engagement ring, diamond, keep this amount in mind, and that would be maybe a good amount for you to spend on a new ring for your future wife. So I thought that was a good idea, in case anyone's stuck with a ring like that. Okay, we're getting in some messages here. Thanks so much for... Okay, could you do silver bars? I think I did forget to say that, didn't I, Ron? I said collectible coins, but we did talk about the people might have silver or gold bars.
Okay, maybe some coins too or something.
Right.
Here we go. We threw the energy out those. Remember, this is other people's energies that may be attracted to it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Here we go. So, maybe we're done with that.
We have another request. And I'm not sure I know what this is, Ron, but a listener asked, what about clearing tax stamps, revenue stamp, tax stamp, or fiscal stamp?
Okay, let's do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's getting a little lighter. That's good. Maybe the energy of the gold and silver brought the show up. Probably because that's real. The other stuff is... you know, only valued by the people who think it's worth something.
You know, I thought you might find that was the first thing that occurred to me when I read that maybe real gold and silver bars aren't so attacked and heavy. And
yeah, I think it feels like it's very hard for them to carry other people's energies. You know, it feels pretty pure in itself. just because of that, being a precious metal, I guess. So maybe it's harder to contaminate something when it's that type of material. I don't know.
In fact, that's
probably why the aliens want to mine gold here. And besides, they might even, you know, ingest it. But other precious metals, maybe that's the reason, because it's so pure and it can't get contaminated, and they don't want to have contaminated food. But that may not make any sense, because they do eat people, so I don't know. So back to you.
Okay. One more request, Ron. Can you clear auto insurance policies and maybe other insurance policies?
Okay. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's good for that one.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, there's an inheritance situation I have where others are trying to cheat me out of it. I've offered to give it to them to dissipate the bad energy. Can you clear that, please? So I guess someone has a negative inheritance. I don't know, maybe just clear that word, inheritance.
Yeah, if you want to do the keyword for that, do the keyword, maybe the natal chart, and get off of that timeline. Because if you said you're going to give it to them, then they're still bothering you, then it's more than just declaring that you're going to be needing. So what I would do is, definitely do those, plus, you know, your timeline crashes on it.
Also, it sounds like they might need curses, hexes, and spells, Ron.
Yeah, that too. So there's much more going on than that.
Right. And, when you clear something like inheritance, for instance, I mean, that should be something good. But if you have a bad situation with a word, that should be, I guess, more neutral is the better way to put it. It'll take the negative energies off of the word. It's deeper than the word, though. It goes to the actual situation, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
I mean, I find it so powerful and valuable to do that natal barcode clearing of, even people's names I've put in there. I'm sorry, Ron.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I'll do one more here. Stuff that you have with paperwork, certificates, titles, something like that. Here we go. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'll just go into something that could be occurring with somebody, or you may have heard about this. So let's just say that your cousin needs a car, and you got an extra car. And it could be anything, but I will use the car for a scenario. It didn't have up-to-date plates on it or something. We'll just use that for an example. And so your cousin's driving it, and they didn't register it, and it still is in your name. So all of a sudden, for whatever reason, things happen and the car now gets impounded. And maybe, I don't know what they charge, I have no clue. But we'll just make a figure of $50 a day because somebody's holding your car someplace. It's in impound now by the towing company. And they're probably hoping that they'll get your car for free eventually, but you're not going to be paying on it. The person's car, but it's your car. But every day you're getting debt on your car. And so all of a sudden, you know, that's bothering you because maybe you can't afford to, maybe it went up to $500 now, and you can't afford that. And so I don't know what happens after that. That would just probably take the car. But, you know, your car is now being beat up and everything else. Maybe cars are being run into it as they get dropped off, you know, with other cars around them, thing bumpers and stuff. And that's a part of you. So let's do a clearing on that. Maybe there's people out that this has happened to. So here we go. One, two, releasing this energy from you. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. I guess that's it. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, and we'll see what we can come up with here.
Okay, Ron. Well, would you like to continue on the money for tonight, or do you want me to go back into reading our emails? We do have emails on other subjects. And
now, how about the email stuff? It's pretty heavy
okay.
Show with money.
Okay. Okay. And maybe we can get to some of those other questions tomorrow night. Okay. This is a very interesting testimonial a listener sent in. My daughter's father, so I don't know if this was this woman's husband or ex-husband, passed away last spring. As the summer went on, she took on his personality traits. Even though I did the deceased loved one and the emotional clearing and spirit, you know, both the emotional and spirit clearing. Last month, she was visiting here, and as she was falling asleep on the couch, I ran the archive of the shadow body clearing you did. That was on one of the radio shows. I told her I was doing this, and she knew, and she, as the clearing ended, her body shook. What a release. I feel like my daughter is back, and she's moving forward in her life since then. She had a good job promotion and is relocating out of her father's house. Amazing. And, of course, she's looking forward to the shadow body clearing, which when it comes out, we will announce that. And she's been writing it in the meantime, on the alien attack page.
Yeah, very interesting. Wow, that's great. So something
isn't
else,
that wonderful?
Did something else hop into her hitchhike? Wow.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, darkly fascinating. Not dark, not fascinating in a good way, but thank you for sharing that. And it's wonderful to be able to notice those things, you know, in people that are close to us so that we can heal them. Okay. So we have a testimonial about the slavery clearing, Ron. Hi, I just finished doing the slavery clearing Ron gave out on the New Year's Source Energy call. I had actually already done this healing, but it was worth repeating. I felt a sense of self-confidence and newfound ability to stand up for myself. It was very empowering. I didn't notice this the first time, only a sense of relief and peace. However, this was an added bonus. It seems like a good idea to repeat clearing, sometimes just to notice the different results and level of awareness it brings into my life. Great healing, Ron. I feel like another layer was peeled back.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. So somebody could have put that person into the slavery mode of that energy. So that's what I would say was probably going on. You know, maybe they did it a year or two ago. That's why we have unlimited versions on these so you can keep up with it. So somebody could have made you into their slave. Or did something, pushed one of your buttons, and or maybe it was some past life thing where you saw somebody and they treated you like a slave, or you got into the energy somewhere. Maybe you watched a movie and something was on there with the hierarchy of, you know, humans, and you were, you know, relating to somebody who was making the candlesticks and couldn't take one home to use it or something, you know. So, yeah, that's what can happen. So you do want to do the unlimited version. That's why we have it on there, so you're staying current. Remember, one time through cleans you off, and you're cleaned off, and whatever happens after you stop the clearing, now you're in a whole new energy system. And with that, the energy could possibly reattach to you in the future by other people doing that to you, but your past is taken care of in this lifetime. But, you know, you still could have something happening to you 5 years later. That's why we have the unlimited version, so you don't have to go through it and pay for the whole clearing over again. You can just get on and clear yourself out. That way you stay current with everything. So that's really good. So back to you.
Okay. I'll go back. Oh, I know. I just wanted to say that was very generous of you, Ron, to give us that whole life slavery clearing on the New Year's call. And if people want to make that whole life so they can run it more often, all they have to do is go into the clearing and pay the $50. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, just go into it like the search on the website, mm-hmm. like you did the very first time, and it'll give you the option because you already got they gave it to you. You already have the whole lifetime one, and then just pay the $50 for the unlimited version, and you'll be sent the codes, and voila, you can get in there. If you're having situations all the time with something, if we have a clearing that would be unlimited for that, then definitely go in and do it that way. So you can stay current. So that's great. So back to you.
Yes, and thank you, Ron. We do appreciate that. Okay, I guess I was thinking of how I would love to hear from people how, you know, they felt about all the clearings that Ron did before. And do we need any other, you know, clearings of our bodies, Ron, or our spirit, since you took all that energy off of our, you know, our money? Is there something that, you know, you can tell we might need to release that either you could do for us or you could tell us what clearing to run?
Well, as I'm looking at it, since we mainly deal with money and that's attached to us, you know, at least for men anyway, women maybe not as much, but the women have a purse. But men normally have a wallet that goes in their pocket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for men anyway, you know, you may want to, I don't know what clearing to do, but you're associated probably with money ever since you had a dollar bill in your pocket, up to your current age, and maybe also coins in your pocket. So you're probably contaminated, that's what I'm trying to say, you're contaminated with all those energies of other people attached to you. And it would either be, if you wear your, you know, it'll be in your pockets, either front or back. And so that part of your body is taking that hit. Okay, so, you know, if you have your dollar bills in your back pocket, in a wallet, then, you know, that's where your butt's going to take a hit on it, you know? You may want to do some type of clearing, which one I don't know. But that would definitely be a whole lifetime clearing that you need to do, maybe the special clearing to release money off of you, the money energy. I don't know how people are, you know, if they keep their wallet in their front pocket, so that way it won't get stolen as easily, or if they have it in their back pocket, if you carry your change loose in your front pockets, you know, I don't know, everybody's a little different. But the energy, still what I'm talking about, is it's with you. Now, women with a purse might be different, because it's not attached to their body. You know, it's not, you know, half an inch away, we'll say. So, but I'm looking at that as you're carrying something that is radiating you. That's what I'm trying to say with that energy of negativity for other people. So you may want to do a clearing, and I guess a special clearing is all that I have on the website that will actually clear your whole lifetime with that. So you may want to do that to see if you feel better. So back to you.
Okay, that's a great idea, Ron. And it would be good to object clear or just put some life force energy into our money going forward, right? So that like tomorrow we go out and we, I don't know, write a check for something and get some cash back. We could bring that cash home and you put it on our laptop and run some life force energy into it. Would that clear it a bit?
Yeah, it would clear it from attaching to you. So
ah.
Bring it home. Remember, you're going to be spending it eventually. But you're bringing in contaminations into your realm with that money from other people. So another way of saying this here is, would you go out and shake, 2,000 people's hands at a stadium, you'd probably say, no, I don't want to get slimed. Well, that money is doing that to you. You have to look at, start sketching the dots here. So you may want to clear it all the time. I could see somebody who's real paranoid of that would probably, have a bag or something. Maybe bring a little metal box with and, get a pair of tweezers or something, or a pair of pliers, and they go, it's $15.89. So you open your metal box up, right? The box is kind of shielded. You get out your tweezers and you pick out a $20 bill and you hand it to the lady or man behind the counter. And then you kind of put the money back into your metal box and you close it up. And you'd probably be much safer that way. I'm not suggesting that, but it could make some sense, Anyway, remember, this is our paranormal show, so everything goes tonight.
Okay, well, somebody did write in a question here about alien gold that you have mentioned before, that gold, what is the situation with alien gold? Ron mentioned in the past that most of the gold on the planet is alien. I live in an area where there are a lot of jewelers and jewelry shops.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I would assume that the people who are connected with that could even be, I'll use the term, a high-level alien, okay? Only because that energy is very precious to the aliens. So I'm trying to draw this connection. So not everybody, has, gold in their possession. Silver, possibly, but gold is a little more precious. So what I'm trying to say is, with jewelry, normally people like to get gold, but they also get silver. And the people who are selling it have to resonate to that energy. Otherwise, why would they even want to be in that business? So they must have an extra energetic system with them that most people don't have, and so that's why they're able to handle and deal with that particular item. So stating that, I would say that they're more in tune with that gold energy, we'll say, than the regular public would be. And that's probably why they took that particular, say, vocation or job on, because they resonate with that money, that value of that money, which would be, the alien gold energy here. So that's how I would kind of connect the dots there. So they're used to it, and it's probably in their genetics of having it. So that's why they're resonating with it, and why they're able to sell it to somebody who doesn't know about it, because they, they have it with them, and they can display it and sell it to you. So back to you.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Monument Men, Ron?
I have not, I don't think.
Yeah, it's about World War II, and they're trying to protect artwork from being stolen by the Nazis. And at one point, they find a huge underground tunnel. The Nazis have hidden so many gold bars, just this huge room, like half a football field large, full of gold bars. And, they say that's based at least partly in truth. I don't know how true that is, but it made me think, wow, that can't be, there can't be good energy on that gold because it was stolen. Maybe the people were killed who it was taken from, or I don't know where they got it. Banks were robbed, I guess. So I guess,
that's possible,
you know. when you, like you were just saying, that pure gold and silver seemed lighter to you and not as attacked and not, you know, and because it's pure, but even that, probably a lot of it has quite a history.
Yeah. I would say so, you know.
I mean, it might be the same gold like the ancient Egyptians had.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You know, they do have those displays going from town to town sometimes, you know, of the different artifacts, we'll say, from the Egyptian time here. So very interesting, you know. And it might be a whole different, it may look like gold, but may not be the same that we're used to. So, the gold and silver energy seem to be pretty pure. I just don't know, you know, how much energy they take on from people.
So because it's pure, it's harder to attach negative energies to it, is that it?
I would think so.
Just like us, if we're at peace, it's harder for them to attach negative energies to us.
Yeah, that is correct,
Okay. Oh, okay. It's, go ahead.
Yeah, we've probably got 10 minutes to go here, so maybe we can get off at 5 after.
Oh, yes, great. The longer, the better. We're all delighted that you do these shows for us, Ron, and really appreciate it. So someone wrote in that today is an anniversary of January 29th of the Space Shuttle Challenger exploding, and they put in some numbers, like how many seconds and the time and everything that they thought maybe you could clear for us.
Okay, so I would think that we should probably clear the energy that could be attaching to you, the listeners tonight, from other people's thoughts about that, because it's still in mass consciousness. So once you know about it, those thoughts could come flooding in, and it would probably be a worldwide event going through all the different news medias about that happening. So let's clear that away from people who are listening here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. So what comes to mind, I guess, looking at this here, using the mind energy, peeking into the darkness here, since the aliens use timelines, they know about the future of events, typically, because they create the future before they bring it into the timeline. That's why we talk about, we do the timeline crashes to do the upside down timeline, which is the program that makes the thing manifest into the timeline. So let's just look at this here. Let's say that the aliens wanted to have that space shuttle explode. So maybe there's a reason for it. You know, what happened physically or whatever, why it did that is one thing. But you don't remember, everything can get stopped in time. So, you know, the aliens could have made that problem happen, and they could have also fixed it. You know, so let's just assume that they did that to the space shuttle somewhere, somehow. Why did they do that? Well, maybe they wanted to open up a vortex. Maybe they wanted to use people's energies at that given moment in their timeline, in their reality. And so maybe they opened something up and caused things to come in here, because they're using all the people's mind energies, emotional energies, to catapult whatever they wanted to come into this planet. So they opened up a vortex of some sort. So if that's the case, if it's attached to you, let's release it. I'm not going to do it for the planet or anything like that. Everybody else listening or living here, I mean, I'll do it for the listeners. But here we go. This will only work once right now, you know, as we're doing this here. We'll not work on the archive. So here we go. Releasing the energy that got attached to you by the aliens for them causing some problem or whatever, bringing in a timeline to hook up to people or whatever it could be. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So I'll see if that's helped you out quite a bit here. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you very much. Do you want to, shall we leave that for now, or do you want to clear some of the numbers the person sent in that are regarding that issue, or do you think that was enough?
Well, let's see what the time is on it. I'd be curious with that.
It was 11:39 Eastern time.
Okay. So let's do a clearing for time crashing, the time of 11:39. And what day was that? What year, I mean?
January 29th, and so 30 years ago, 2000, it is 2016, so 94, I think
30
it was 19.
Years? 30
yeah.
Years, so that'd be 1986.
I don't think it was, maybe it was, yeah, it was 86, that's right.
So 1986, that was that Pacific
1986,
time?
Okay.
Well,
no, that was, I believe that's Eastern time.
Okay, so 11:39 Eastern in 1986. Okay, here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Here we go. So, but I will say money clearings tonight will not work on the archives. It's just too heavy. So this is just for people listening. So there we go.
Okay. Okay. Yes, and what occurred to me, because this listener also wrote, you know, how it was this disaster, the shuttle thing was on, live on television, that would be a good thing for people to clear on the media clearing if they haven't already.
Oh, definitely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, you know, she just goes on to say people lost their jobs after that, you know, it was a hard time, and that it tainted the confidence of Americans towards space exploration. And that made me think you were saying the aliens, you know, could have caused that to happen, also could have stopped it. Do you think the aliens really don't want us exploring space too much, Ron, in a public way?
Well, I don't know. And what was on the space shuttle? You know, what was their actual mission? You know?
Right.
That'll probably never be disclosed, you know, what was brought up into space. So, you know, somebody probably didn't want something to get up there. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in to say, an addiction problem I have seems to be that a transmission keeps insisting that it's human, but it's only a transmission, and it's trying to rope me in to this, to its whatever, to its mechanical transmission, oh, and injure me. What can I do to stop this?
Get off the timeline.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Ron.
A few timeline crashes on it.
Okay. So I'm trying to think, is there other things, you know, what else can we do tonight to, I thought we'd go maybe a little bit more into the money conversation tomorrow night on the show, but what else could we do tonight, Ron? Because the only things left really are more about money.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can figure out something. Show's ending in a couple of minutes here, so let's just do the mind of heart drop.
Okay.
And here we go. So commanding your spirit out loud, take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart so you can be at peace. Very simple. Here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and enjoy what's left of the evening here. We'll see you later and see you on Sunday for the 8-hour call that we're having. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. No, we're not. We don't have one this Sunday, do we?
Let me check.
We do have one.
Yes, we do.
We
I believe we do, the 31st. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So here we go. Say goodbye to everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. Thank you, BBS. So bye, everybody. Catch you later.
Bye. Thank you, Ron, and bye, everyone. See you tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye.